Hello and welcome to the Swim Brief. I am Chris DeSantis and welcome to a very special bonus edition of the Swim Brief. I wanted to get on here and talk a little bit about Bob Bowman going to Texas and becoming the new director of swimming at the University of Texas. If you've been listening to this podcast for a long time, you know that I frequently talk about topics that come from my coaching or from people that I work with. And so I don't chase viral content on here. I don't chase the big story of the moment. But in this case, I definitely had some thoughts about the Bowman move. And so I wanted to take the opportunity to talk through some of those because, you know, I think I have something to contribute to the conversation. And the typical podcasts or media presences in the sport of swimming, I think Kyle Sockwell is providing a lot of hype. He's very good at that. Brett Hawk seems to be in Israel doing pro-Israel propaganda. So there's a hole out there, and I'm happy to fill it by talking a little bit about this Bowman move and offering some perspective. So I'm going to walk through four different things that I was thinking about. And honestly, the theme of these four things are why this move was so surprising to me. Because when, you know, rumors started to leak out and I had a few people contact me through the grapevine that gave me a few hours of heads up that this was going to happen, I still was in disbelief at that moment that this was going to happen. I think a lot of people are on that wavelength as well. So I want to talk through some of the reasons why I didn't think that this was going to happen, and use that as a branching off point for talking about some pretty important stuff around coaching and the coaching profession and hiring and all that stuff. Some stuff that we normally talk about on this podcast. The number one reason why I am surprised that Bowman has changed jobs is I honestly didn't think that a coach of Bowman's stature would be willing to change their geography so close to Olympic trials. We are just about a couple months and change away from the U.S. Olympic trials. Bob Bowman is somebody who is coaching a lot of Olympic caliber athletes, people who can win medals at the Olympics. And my sense of how this hiring was going was you weren't going to be able to say yes to it and then essentially punt on moving until after the Olympics. That doesn't serve the interests of the University of Texas. So, you know, you were going to have to be willing to offer some disruption to what we're doing. And that's already been addressed in this hiring, that Bowman is going to stick around in Arizona through the San Antonio Pro Series that's coming up. And then he's going to be going to Austin. And apparently a lot of the swimmers, or all the swimmers with Olympic aspirations that have been training with him in Tempe are going to be, I just said that really weird, Tempe, right? You say Tempe. Anyway, I'm not from Arizona. Don't at me. And are going to be following him, and they're going to be changing their training location to Austin, Texas. And this is no small thing. I mean, I think, you know, on some level we visualize like, oh, well, they have a pool and they have all the infrastructure you need. And, you know, you hop on an airplane and it's a couple hours over to Texas. Well, like, it is going to be a significant disruption for all of those people. So it's definitely something I think that probably weighed really heavily on the decision-making process there. And obviously Bob has invested some time into sorting out what's going to happen afterwards and thinking about what's going to happen afterwards. I know that, you know, as a coach, this is something that's important to him, but we'll see. We'll see. How that impacts some of these swimmers. I'll be really curious to see that end of it. You know, the other piece of this is, as a coach, like, you can't afford to turn down opportunities of a lifetime just because the timing is not quite right to you, I think, in a lot of cases. And I think when it came down to this, yeah, probably Bob Bowman, I'm saying Bob Bowman weird too, Bob Bowman would have preferred to be changing geography at a different point of the Olympic quad, not 2 months before Olympic trials. But on the other hand, was he going to say no to an opportunity that maybe is only coming up for him once in a lifetime? And the answer, most resoundingly, was no. Second reason why I didn't think that Bowman would be following this opportunity is sort of related to the first one, but not in the same sense of professional swimmers and all of that. You know, Bob Bowman has laid down some roots in Arizona. He's been there for nearly a decade. He's very close with Michael Phelps. Obviously, that is basically family for him. And Phelps has put down roots in Arizona. And I think anytime you really put down roots in a place, it's not an easy decision to just pick up and move to another place. Again, coaching can be a really itinerant lifestyle. You can be going from location to location to location. But, you know, for someone that's at a Bowman stage of life where he's essentially a grandparent and heavily involved in the lives of some kids, you know, there's a lot more that goes into the decision making about, you know, what your next career move is going to be than simply like advancing from where you are. And we're going to get into a little bit of a conversation about like, hey, is this an advancement? I think this question worth asking. I think almost certainly it is. That is why he made the decision in the first place. But, you know, I think that definitely just the changing of geography and the family aspect of it and the having put down roots in an Arizona area, I know this had to have actually been a really hard decision on levels that go way beyond competitive swimming. And I think it's important to recognize that because when it comes down to it, no matter what level of coaching you're at, you're going to have to make hard decisions that are going to be between, you know, advancing your career and then other stuff beyond your career that's really important to you. And you're going to have to weigh those decisions. They're going to be really hard decisions to make. And I can see that even within this decision, there was a lot more that went into it for Bob than just whether or not he was going to, you know, wear a slightly different colored orange. I guess it's Arizona State color orange. Orange polo shirt on deck. Number three, I think you may find this contention silly, but part of me did not believe that Texas for this position would be able to offer a lot more money than, you know, for essentially what is, I don't know, you just have to sort out what exactly the director of swimming is, right? Because there's still going to be Carol Capitani is still going to be running the women's swimming diving program. Would they really be able to blow away a combined head coach salary from another major conference school? And I think the answer to that is probably yes, that Texas really did a lot better. I have to imagine in this scenario, your Arizona State, I know people go like are very cynical and they think, oh my God, like who cares about swimming? And does the AD there even care about swimming? I think Bob did have a good degree of support and love from his administration. No situation is perfect, but he had some people who saw the value in him at Arizona State. And I have to imagine that in this scenario, they tried to keep him. And that probably involved some kind of retention salary offer to stave off Texas hiring him. But obviously, I'm not obviously, but I'm putting a bit of conjecture in here. I have to believe that the offer from Texas was significantly better and offered a significantly better quality of life. And I think when we find out what that amount is, it's going to be something that really pushes the edge. And the reason I think that is because Texas really swung for the fences here. And I can't imagine that, you know, they got a goodwill discount. I think I want to give Bob a little bit more credit for being a good negotiator, being able to see his own value to a place like Texas. You know, you've got Eddie Reese on his way out, and they really went as high profile as they possibly could. And they couldn't have had better timing, right? You know, you hire somebody who's fresh off of winning an NCAA title. So it was an absolute coup for them, but I have to imagine that Bob also saw his own value in this. And I think down the line, when we see the salary number that Texas offered, my guess, okay, if I was supposing in it, is going to be somewhere like $500,000 a year. And that's pretty precedent setting for the sport of swimming and for the sport of, obviously, within college swimming. So I think that stuff is really exciting. My last point on this bonus podcast, what last reason I'm surprised that Bowman moved is it seemed to me like the last time that Eddie Reese retired and then unceremoniously or ceremonious, I don't know, was there a ceremony when he unretired? My conjecture from that was they had a hard time filling this position, that Texas just couldn't find the person that they wanted. And I think any time that happens, you're wondering, like, this is a very unique position, right? There's really only probably a handful of people that meet the qualifications that Texas is looking for in this, that a Texas admin is looking for. And, you know, if those people, if they can't seal the deal with any of the people that they think are really qualified for it, or maybe they were even having trouble finding people that they really thought were, fit to be the person who steps into this after, you know, a lifetime of Eddie Reese. I mean, that's really, really, really hard. And I think that they really struggled with it the first time around. And I guess, you know, you're wondering, like, will they get up to the brink of this again and just not be able to find themselves that truly, like, groundbreaking, satisfying, big swing for the fences, right? And obviously they did do that. But the fact that they already tried and struggled to do that in a previous version of this whole process, I think made me kind of doubt that, you know, for a lot of the reasons that I've listed before this, that, you know, that all the moving pieces would come together for them to be able to get the person that they really want in the end. So those are just my quick thoughts. I'd love to hear what you guys think about the hiring. If you've got some insight into the college process, or you have some stuff that, you know, you think about, reach out. swimbriefpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to have more guests coming up. I'm going to release this the day before I go to Texas. Me and my daughter, we're headed to the Gulf Coaches Clinic. So if you're a listener and you're at the Gulf Coaches Clinic, come up and say hello to me. Love to meet you. I was there last year. It's like the best LSC coach gathering I know of. So I'm really excited to go there. And otherwise, got lots of podcasts in the hopper coming for you guys. Things are about to sort of fire up here for the spring, so you can look forward to that. Thank you to everybody for listening. ChristyCoach.com, Christy_coach on Instagram, other ways to reach out to me, interact. And I'll see you again soon.